How can you, as a leader, lead a virtual team? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and in today's Leader Feeder, I want to talk about the special challenges on leading a virtual team and what you can do as a leader to be more effective. First thing to realize is that trust often erodes with distance. So the fact that you're not around those people and talking to them as often can sometimes make them distrust one another on the team or even for you as the leader. So recognize that when the team isn't together all the time, they're going to be missing context and understanding about what each team member is doing and the contributions that they're making. You'll also notice that your distant teams may tend to drift into an us versus them mindset. Because they can't see other members of the team or other departments that they might interact with, they will often start to build silos that are even larger than normal. You'll have to do some extra work to manage the priorities and communication on your team so that the team members understand what each other is doing and what other departments might be doing. That will help lower the silo walls and diminish that us versus them mentality. Because you won't see your team members on a regular basis, you're going to need to go out of your way to have check-ins with them. That might include a briefing that you send first thing in the morning by email, and then touching base with them during a check-in conversation that you can do either by video conference or by telephone. Keeping your team intact and understanding what's going on and having a good relationship with them as the leader can help them navigate the challenges of being a virtual team member. Teams thrive on having a clear common goal. And when you're together, that's easy to communicate. But when everyone is spread out, you're going to have to go above and beyond the call to clarify what the team's common goal is, what the challenges might be, and what needs to get done to improve performance. And then when the team does perform, you need to highlight that they are achieving the team's goal. By keeping everyone on the same page and understanding the importance of what they're doing and how that collaboration adds value, we'll keep them on the same page as a team. So with regular check-ins, clarifying the goals, and making sure that you keep people informed so they don't slip into an us versus them mindset can help you really manage those virtual teams more effectively. Once you've increased your effectiveness at leading virtual teams, you might decide to work on some of your other leadership attributes and skills. And of course, you can do that through our extensive library at uniquedevelopment.com. If you're not already listening to this as a podcast, you can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play by searching for Leader Feeder by Frontline Leadership. No matter how we can help you, I look forward to partnering with you on your leadership journey. And remember, if you've got specific questions that I can answer on a future episode, please email me at info@uniquedevelopment.com.